From Newcut, Newport to Broad Lane, Sandown. Broadcasting to inform, entertain and inspire across online platforms. FM 104.6, Hospedia Channel 5 and now on DAB. This is the multi-award winning Vectis Radio.
Special guest in the studio. I've insulted you already. So, hello Jam.
Hello.
We've got Jam and Joe. Hello Jam and Joe, you're alright?
It's me, Jammy Sam.
Sam, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay, yeah.
Good.
And your hair looks lovely again.
Thank you. I brushed it today.
Multicoloured again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's faded a bit now.
But so you do different colours each time you come in, don't you?
I feel like I do, yeah. It was really like a deep purple last time. Now it's faded to this kind of like lavendery colour, isn't it? I'm just going with it.
No, I love it. It's great.
Thanks.
And Joe, how are you?
Hello. I'm really, very well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, now, thanks. The reason why you're here is obviously because there's this big project that we're doing. We should say that you're from Creative Island.
Yeah.
Where is Creative Island based?
We're based in Building 41 in Cowes.
Of course you are, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're all down there. How many people are down at Creative Island? How many people work?
So there's six of us.
Yes. Of us.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So we just got a new person starting today who's doing, helping with comms and.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And obviously, under that is Can You Hear Us, the Can You Hear Us project, which started the ball rolling was, I don't know, a couple of years or so ago, 18 months ago?
Yeah, about 18 months, wasn't it? When we got the funding from Arts Council.
And here we are.
Here we are.
It's
the big build-up.
It's an incredible project. It's been such a, like, a complete privilege to put it together, actually. And there's stuff already happening. So there's a lot of community-led free activity that people can book right now. And then the main chunk of activities happening from the 11th of September to the 24th of October. So the details of that are like coming through, but mostly it's the stuff leading up to it now. We're just celebrating Island, all the stuff that the island, you know, everything that we funded actually through the micro grants, which is the small community-led activity, is stuff that people are doing. It's all really cool things that anyone can get involved in. I think Sam's going to go through some of the details of it in a minute, but
yes, I will.
Well, she will. she'll go through. But yeah, anyway, the whole program is very exciting. And we're building up to the 6 weeks at the moment.
Yeah, and 6 weeks, September, October.
Yes.
But before, there are some things that are happening between now and then.
Shall I go straight in?
How long are you going to be there?
A long time. Get your pens and papers ready,
right,
everybody. No,
I'll
joking.
Can I get a cushion?
yeah, get a cushion. Sit comfortably. Cup of tea if you're ready. Shall I go straight into it?
Go into it, yeah, go on.
Right. Everybody who's listening, you are going to be over the moon with things that are happening in June. We have lots of free and low cost and affordable activities that you can get involved with as soon as the 4th of June. I was going to say today, but they might already be fully booked. So make sure you don't lose out. Isle of Wight Rare Breeds is doing another workshop for felting at the farm. So you'll use guided needle felting sessions and using fleece literally from the farm, from the sheep.
Wow.
Amazing. That's awesome. That's June 4th. We have, I think last time when I was here, I spoke about the Vex Spoken Word Collective, who are an amazing group of people that are trying to make writing and poetry more accessible and for everybody. And with that is the exhibition writing workshop, which is community based. It will, anything that is written in there will then be featured at the exhibition through Ventnor Fringe this year. So if you've never written before and you kind of think, oh, do I want to? Do I not want to? Go. Try it, love it, be a part of Vex Spoken Collective and make sure you join in with The Fringe. That is also June 4th and that's happening in the evening. Journaling Life at Brading Roman Villa. These sessions have been happening before. They are journaling, collage, clay, all led by visual artist and illustrator Lucy Bell, who is a wonderful, wonderful artist based on the Isle of Wight. That is June 5th at Brading Roman Villa. There's lots of photography workshops led by In Focus. These are free half-day workshops for anyone aged 14 and over who want to learn, practice or improve their photography. No experience needed. Equipment will be provided. Please go and try something new. That is what we're trying to get across for Can You Hear Us. Try and learn something new. Get involved. This is for you to do something fun, basically, and celebrate the Isle of Wight. I can keep going. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going. Can we bottle some of this enthusiasm?
Yeah, if you want.
This is
I do
great.
Charge, though. Yeah.
This is great.
Thank you.
Bubbling over.
Creating nature with Family Forest School. This is a free 4-hour outdoor activity that brings families together, and that is at the Watermill in Calbourne. That's June 7th. Independent arts. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for this one. They have various workshops that are taking place that is with textiles, clay, painting, well-being, mindful moments. I mean, there's all of it. It's insane. And it's called Make and Create Workshops with Independent Arts. That is throughout the entirety of June. And there are so many for different ages. You can see all the information via our website because there's just so many. And they're a little bit in limited spaces. But because of that, it's like they've done more. There's like two a day almost sometimes, isn't there? It's insane. And we love Independent Arts, so please do go and support those. This one that Joe and I are actually going to is the Mardi Gras Costumes and Dance Workshop, which is being presented by the Indonesian community. And this one is more focused on dance. And me and Joe, I mean, I don't want to speak for you.
I am so excited about this. They're a delight, actually, as well.
Yeah. Really, and are. I can't dance. So it might be quite fun.
just to see you. Are we, just, yeah. Where is this taking place?
This is taking place at East Cowes Town Hall on June 13th, 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. And everybody is welcome. They have explicitly said.
Can I just interject here? They in East Cowes put on a Bali Indonesian day a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And it was really, really popular.
It's brilliant.
So don't miss out.
They are doing it again. Yeah. So that's usually an annual event. I don't actually have the confirmed date right now, but you can check out via their Instagram, which I think is just IOW Indonesian, I believe. But you'll find them, and they'll post more information about the Indonesian Culture Day.
My mother and father-in-law went to that. They had their Balinese shirts on. They said they have had the time of their lives. It was almost, because it was a sunny day, it was almost like being in Bali itself, because they've been there a few times. Absolutely loved
it. And they play games, there's food. Traditional food.
Can you just remind us of the date for that? Because I'll remind them.
Absolutely can.
It means we don't have to take them out.
Yeah, defo. This is the Costume and Dance Indonesian Community Session, and this is at East Cowes Town Hall, June 13th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, they'll love that. Mm-hmm. They can go home and have a nap at 4. It'll be all right.
Definitely. There are actually a few more, but I've lost it. I found it. We're getting back into it, guys. Pen and paper's ready. So we have Wild in Ride, led by Stories Underfoot, which is Stone Crab's Theatre. So curious islanders are invited to join the celebrated playwright Oscar Wilde on a guided tour in his former footsteps in Ride. This is awesome. This is literally awesome. That's June 14th, 10:30 a.m. till 12 p.m. So you'll meet at Ride Town Hall and go on that walk led by Oscar Wilde, who you might have thought had died. No, he's around in Ride. They're bringing him back.
For one time only.
One time only. Bringing him back for this walk. You don't want to miss it. We have another Ride Flower Trail led by Island Craftworks. And this is a hands-on session. Materials are provided and you will make paper... flowers, basic lovely paper flowers. It's a lead, really kind of safe space for like welcoming, mindful, for you to just make and just chat, really. Poetry Pharmacy Workshop, another one led by Vex Spoken Word Collective. You, as the audience and the public, will be presented a menu of emotions that you might want to feel. You will then be provided a poem that inspires that feeling within you, but we need people to write those poems. So that's where you come in. You will come along to those workshops and you will write poetry with Vex Spoken Word Collective. And that is June 18th, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And that's actually based at Ventnor Park. So you'll be sat outside, fueled by Ventnor, and just writing poems about how you're feeling, which is really, really lovely. And then one last one from me and then I'll shut up, I promise. Family drop-in sessions. These are creating abstract paintings and they are led by Laura Hathaway and they are a part of the Landed Commission, which is from the Isle of Wight National Landscapes. So that's a free family drop-in at Key Arts where you will, and part of actually, the Isle of Wight Biosphere Festival. That just got announced as well, actually. Yeah. So keep an eye on the programme for that because the Biosphere Festival is massive. So your paintings will then become a larger installation that will be displayed at Compton Bay later this year for Can You Hear Us? So that's a free family drop-in session, June 28th, 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. at Compton Beach near the main steps.
So much going on, all of it positive. Just what we need.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Can You Hear Us? .uk.
Perfect.
I forgot to say that, I think.
No, I did forget to say that, so thank God she did. That's canyouhearus.uk.
You're like the calm before the storm, aren't you? You are.
Yeah, I just get so excited to talk about it.
No, it's good. It's great. We need some enthusiasm. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of bad feeling. There's a lot of in the world today. And I say, we've got all this loveliness right on our doorstep. Oh, well. You don't have to go far, do you?
And it's all made to kind of increase community, well-being, pride, sense of place. And just anybody on the Isle of Wight that goes, oh, I just really want to take part in this, or I want to learn this new skill, you absolutely can.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're just the public events. We've got so many more happening behind closed doors, which I would love to pass over to Jo for.
Yeah. She's so on this, isn't she? You need to employ this one. So, yeah, I think you touched on it really. Like, one of our big drivers is, like, just people getting involved, having a more feeling of, like, community around them, and just better and more enjoyment of being on the island. Like, that is why we're here and what we're doing. So, and I just wanted to give you a little, is it okay to keep, shall I just keep going?
Yeah, do we need a break? No, just keep going.
So we wanted to also share a little bit about stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So there's stuff that you will know about a bit later on, but is starting to happen now behind the scenes. So we've got a Listen Up strand, which is working with schools, and the young people are creating films around things that they like care about, that they're concerned about, that they're invested in. And we've got films being made at the moment about ocean sewage, the lack of political education in schools. This is a group of 16, 17 year olds that are doing it. And wonderfully as well, there's a group of young people who are year seven, who are just like fed up with adults on their phones all the time. So they're like writing a film about like, yeah, put your phone
good
away and let's go out and enjoy the Isle of Wight. So those films are being made right now. And then during Can You Hear Us, you'll get a chance to see them. There's going to be a youth-led film tour happening. What else is happening behind the scenes?
Do you know what? I'm excited to see all of those, especially when the kids are telling off the parents, so come on, get off your phone. Because they're the ones that get the bad press. People say, oh, kids are always on their phones. No, it's not. It's not that way at all.
It's not.
And what was the other one you mentioned as well? That sounds...
So one group of young people, they're really concerned about the lack of political education. Oh. They're 16, 17-year-olds. They're saying, we want to feel like we can have some agency, some power, but we don't know how to do it. And it's like they also want to raise awareness about how young people can get involved in politics or like have some kind of influence.
It would be lovely to hear what
so
young people
great.
think,
right? Yeah.
Because they don't have a voice. We on the four piece that we give them a voice, and it's fascinating. It really is, it's fascinating because we just ignore them most of the time, and look, we're going to do this for you, but it might not be what they want because you haven't asked them. We don't communicate with them enough. So that is going to be such a great film to watch, mate. A real eye opener for certain people.
Definitely.
Of a certain age that have cocked a deafen for too long, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. And I think what you said about sometimes we assume they're not interested, and I was like, these guys are passionately interested in our environment, in politics, but they're like, where is the avenues to actually do anything about this? Like, it doesn't exist. So they're like, okay, we need to figure it out and raise awareness of that. So it's really cool. And the sewage one is close to my heart because I love the ocean. I think we all do, right? But there's one group of young people who are just like, why are we, you know, all of this sewage going out into the sea and the damage that's happening. So you won't see much about that on our website at the moment, but just wanted to let you know that it's all happening, and it's really exciting.
Fabulous.
And it's wonderful. And there's youth committees meeting in the National Landscapes at the moment as well to like help shape the landed strand of work, which is going to be like these, basically you're going to have opportunities during Can You Hear Us to go out in the landscapes and have like immersive experiences in nature. And young people are designing it with the artists right now, which is incredible. There's a huge event happening over at Carisbrook Castle. It's just for schools, but that's a big sing event, so it's all about singing and creativity. And so that's happening. And the other thing that I wanted to share that's happening behind the scenes is this amazing leadership program. We're investing in 12 people on the island to develop their professional practice. These guys are starting to go out on these go-sees. So they're going to places like London, Bristol, Brighton, Copenhagen, Denmark. They're going out to like learn how people are doing things really well on stuff like community development, spaces for people to meet, projects that are happening. They're going to go learn from that and then come back to the island and like start making these things happen here. So it's all like, I'm getting tingled even thinking about it. I'm like, it is actually quite amazing. A, what like Sam just said, all the stuff that you guys can get involved in right now, and all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Like, we're really building up to something really exciting.
And what's lovely is you mentioned those films, and I say that there's, you know, the aftermath of when all this is done, you'll be able to go, and those people that are involved in those films, you know, they're going to have their words heard, their vision, the reason why they're, you know, annoyed and frustrated and so on. And on top of that is a good knock-on effect, because hopefully, fingers crossed, people are listening and they'll go and do what they need to do rather than bury their heads in the sand. So this is having such a really good knock-on effect, isn't it?
Definitely. And already, one of the things with those film ones, with the film premiere, we are getting like people with power and decision-making power in those rooms. So already we're talking to like the head of Southern Water, who's going to be interviewed by the young people but also be there. We want to get politicians, we want to get, you know, people who actually can make stuff happen as well in those rooms watching those films. So
fabulous.
It's not just about like a nice film that's going to kind of disappear. We're like really also teaching young people about how to make change, who to speak to, how power works, like all of those things. So out of all of them, Listen Up is like one of the things I feel most passionate about.
No,
it's
fantastic.
Like young people being really listened to. And
Well, you might have already mentioned it, I'm sorry if you have. Listen Up is actually being led by Arts Work.
Yes,
and
thank
they do fantastic work. So we've kind of, all the programs that are taking place are led by other organizations that are doing amazing work already, and Can You Hear Us is going to act as an amplifier for that. So it's like what you're doing already but just like times two for this year. And then as soon as Can You Hear Us is wrapped and is over, yes, of course there'll be some legacy and there'll be something from it that we're like, ah, this is amazing, but those programs and those organizations will still continue. So that's Arts Work for Listen Up, so they will want to continue to, you know, give young people a voice. So
wonderful.
Yeah, and they're doing such a good job with that. And actually Big Sing is Music Hub, so they're doing, just to mention the organizations, thank you for saying that, and National Landscapes is Landed, and so we're all of our partners are on the website, and so definitely check that out on canyouhearus.uk.
that's canyouhearus.uk. Really going to drum it in, sorry guys.
Fabulous. Look, it's lovely to see you both. You're going to come in, when are you coming in? You're going to start coming in more regularly now, aren't you?
Regularly,
fabulous.
Well, yeah. Like, oh my gosh, this jam girl's crazy.
I just wonder whether there'll be a one day where you're just like a bit tired and come in and be quiet, and I don't know. You know, I hope that never happens.
I don't think I've ever been quiet.
You've got to go back to the office now. They're all, when you left, they were, oh, they thank were like, goodness, oh, we'll have a, yeah, we'll have a rest now.
Probably were. Yeah. We're now going to go be noisy and
fantastic. Yeah. Don't ever change.
I'll try my best.
Honestly, don't ever change. It's such a good thing that we're all involved in, and there's something wonderful happening here. And as I say, it's going to happen right under your noses.
Yeah.
So keep checking out that website again. Is
canyouhearus.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you both. We'll see you
Thank
very
you
soon.
So Thank much you for
Ian.
Having us.
Thank you.